Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of, you know it, the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, coming to you live. This is a live broadcast from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard, your co-host for today's live broadcast, and on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment, we want to welcome everyone. We hope you are as excited as we are. We are super excited to have with us today one of the country's leading, and I mean leading physicians, and really, really one of the true first-class, true elite doctors from my home state, the great state of New York. We want to welcome our very, very special guest today, Dr. John Ziliox from Buffalo, New York, Western New York. Welcome, Dr. Ziliox.
Thank you, Dr. Barr. It's a pleasure being on the show this evening.
It's a real treat, a real honor to have you with us today on the show. We actually, for a lot of our listeners, you know, we've tried to book Dr. Ziliox for an extended period of time here, so we're super excited that he was able to take time out of his busy schedule. We got a lot to cover here on this show. And for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only did they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. John Ziliox from Buffalo, New York, but more importantly, during our show, they really get kind of an up-close and more of a personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why Dr. Ziliox has been so incredibly successful in his care and his protocols regarding conditions such as diabetes, thyroid conditions, chronic fatigue. There's a host of maladies and a host of different issues that he deals with. And it's interesting, probably that one of the cool things that I've never done this before, but I actually want to read the intro here for that our staff actually prepared before the show started, because I think this kind of summarizes what Dr. Ziliox is about. And I'm going to read it to you actually verbatim here. And it says, the Physician Spotlight Radio Show featuring Dr. John Ziliox from Buffalo, New York. Meet Dr. Ziliox live in this one-to-one interview of one of the premier physicians in New York who specializes in helping patients with their functional health, as well as the care of patients dealing with diabetes, thyroid and weight gain conditions, chronic fatigue, and even knee pain as well. Learn how Dr. Ziliox is able to help some of the most challenging and chronic patients with a specific treatment method. Patients avoid narcotics, injections, and often surgery. Meet Dr. Ziliox close up in this exciting interview. I can't wait now to share how close up we're going to get with you on this show here tonight. But we're going to dive, Dr. Ziliox, right into the deep end of the pool here. And when I read all about your background, your history, your experience, we were so taken by the fact that you've had not just incredible results with treating a host of maladies, but the fact that there is really almost a litany of conditions that patients have presented themselves to your office with. And let's start right here at the top. Why do you think there have been or there has been such an increase in the amount of diabetic conditions, not just in Western New York, but across the United States?
Well, that's a good question, Dr. Bard. I mean, diabetes is a long-term condition that causes high blood sugar levels. And what happens is since your body has an issue with insulin, for example, in type 2 diabetes, it doesn't produce enough insulin for proper function, or the cells in the body don't react to insulin, you end up with insulin resistance. And a lot of this is due to, obviously, lifestyle and dietary considerations. At approximately about 90% of all cases of diabetes worldwide are type 2, and one in four people walking around right now are pre-diabetic. Some people are maybe able to control their type 2 diabetes symptoms by losing weight, following a healthy diet, doing plenty of exercise, and monitoring their blood glucose levels. However, type 2 diabetes is typically a progressive disease. It gradually gets worse, and the patient will probably end up having to take insulin and or some type of or even in tablet form. Overweight and obese people, which, as you know, is on the rise, have a much higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those with a healthy body weight. People with a lot of visceral fat, also known as what we call central obesity, belly fat, or abdominal obesity, are especially at risk. And being overweight and obese causes the body to release chemicals that can destabilize the body's cardiovascular and metabolic systems. So being overweight, physically inactive, eating the wrong foods all contribute to our risk of developing type 2 diabetes. For example, just drinking one can of non-diet soda per day can raise your risk of developing type 2 diabetes by about 22%. And this was documented from a study. Scientists believe, you know, that the major impact of sugary soft drinks on diabetes risk may be a direct one rather than simply an influence on body weight. So actually, Dr. Bard, the risk of developing type 2 diabetes is also greater as we get older. Now, experts aren't not completely sure why, but say that as we age, we tend to put on weight and we're less physically active. So those with a close relative who had type 2 diabetes, for example, people of Middle Eastern, African, or South Asian descent, also have a higher risk of developing the disease. Men whose testosterone levels are low have been found to have a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And researchers from the University of Edinburgh, Scotland, say that low testosterone levels are linked to insulin resistance. So these are things that we really have to consider when we're looking at a patient who comes in who is pre-diabetic or who is diagnosed with diabetes.
What are some of the most common conditions, or more than conditions, really my question to you, Doc, is somebody doesn't just wake up one day and all of a sudden they become a diabetic. This is usually a process. And in regards to that process, what are some of the most common symptoms that a pre-diabetic or an actual diabetic patient might be dealing with that might lend itself to that actual diagnosis?
Well, they're thirsty is one of them. Not sleeping well, interrupted sleep, because what happens is that your body's producing too much cortisol, and you end up waking up in the middle of the night. There's a lot of different things that can happen when you're with the diabetes, especially, for example, a lot of people are addicted. They have to have sugar in order to maintain their energy levels. So these are some of the things that we have to look at in terms of symptoms of what you could be experiencing that may lead you to think you have, diabetes. So it's very important, to discuss this with your doctor and see, if, in fact, you are, at high risk. I mean, one of the things that, diabetes has also been coined the name of a silent killer, just like high blood pressure. because the symptoms are easy to miss. Like I said before, increased thirst and urination. You know, if you suddenly find that you need to go to the bathroom all the time and even have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, you may have diabetes. And that's because it's your kidneys that are desperate to get rid of the extra glucose in your blood. You're going to become thirstier because your body then tries to replenish, you know, what it's lost. So these are just, you know, one of the things. Also, we can consider weight loss. Unless you're on a new weight plan, you should be dropping weight for no reason. Weight loss is a common sign of diabetes because high sugar levels can cause rapid weight loss. Another thing is fatigue. So it's when the glucose in your body gets stored incorrectly, your cells then become energy starved, which will result in you feeling less energetic, you know, and weak, which is something we see a lot of with chronic fatigue. Again, I've mentioned hunger. When you have diabetes, you experience highs and lows in blood sugar levels, which can make you hungry all the time. And another thing that's important to realize is numbness, and that's when you get into the neuropathy. So when your body experiences constant highs in glucose levels, that can damage your nervous system and can cause a numb feeling, especially in the feet. And this is one of the causes of diabetic neuropathy. Skin problems, extremely dry skin and itchiness is a sign of diabetes because what's happened is that you now have poor circulation in the body. Slow healing is another one. A common sign really of diabetes too is your body's inability to heal wounds effectively. You might find that a bruise or cut is healing a lot slower than normal, and your blood vessels can be damaged extensively due to high glucose in your blood, and that's certainly going to hinder the healing process. Another thing you might look at is yeast infections, which is known as like candida. And this is generally attributed to high carbohydrate diets. And when you have diabetes, it affects your immune system, which makes you more susceptible to infections. And again, the most common infection reported with diabetes is the yeast infection. And we're not just talking about like vaginal yeast infections. We're talking about yeast infections in the gut and other areas as well. Irritability, blood sugar. Low blood sugar in anyone is bound to make them feel a little cranky. So if your blood sugar has been low for a while, it can make you feel unwell for a period of time. And when people feel terrible, they find it hard to be in a good mood, right? And probably the last thing I would think is, you know, problems with vision. So high blood sugar levels have been known to cause vision issues. And so there's a lot of different things, but those are probably the most common ones.
We are joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our very, very special guest, Dr. John Ziliox from Western New York, specifically Buffalo and Amherst, New York. And what's interesting for our listening audience, and I have to share this with them, is, you know, when our staff was preparing to schedule you for our national broadcast here, we were so taken by your background and we were so taken by your experience. And one of the interesting things is, and we joked about it, but I said after this show, I guarantee that I'm going to learn something on this show. And, I've been a physician for a number of years, but I'm learning. The more you speak, the more I'm learning. So, gosh, you know, I just think it's really quite the presentation with regards to how prepared you are as a physician, as a specialist, as a caregiver. But part of that, and this is one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, was the simple fact that patients travel from very far away to see you, not around the corner. They come from other cities. They come from other states. They come from far away because of your reputation. In the fact that part of your evaluation is really all-encompassing, and I wanted to ask you about that here because we know that, unfortunately, you're not able to accept every patient. I know your history always tells us that you help the overwhelming majority of these patients, but the reality is not everybody is accepted as a patient in your office because of your criteria for acceptance. Can you talk a little bit about your workup or your protocols, in essence, to determine who's a candidate for your care?
Yes, I can, Dr. Barr. That's a very good question. Obviously, we don't accept everyone as a patient. They have to be a good fit for our office. And when I say that is that one of the most important things is having a positive mental attitude. Some people come into the office with a very negative attitude, and something like that is either got to change or they're not ready to be helped. So I feel that the emotional aspect of a person is very important when treating a patient and their ability to get well. The second thing is when I do a consultation and we're able to talk with the patient, we can pretty much determine if they're going to be a good fit for us based on, again, how long they've had the condition, how serious it is, how long they've been on medications, what's worked, what hasn't worked, if they've done things that we've already are doing in the office. And what we do is we set patients up for an evaluation. The evaluation we use is a pretty interesting type of evaluation. It's a biofeedback evaluation when we look to find where the stress is coming from in the body. And once we do that, where the stress is coming from in the body, we address the nutritional program around that. And also, there's different types of holistic techniques outside of chiropractic that I do to get the body back into balance. And again, we stress to the patient that this is about improving your functional health and hopefully eliminating the need for medication, eliminate the need or reduce, I should say, the amount of medication in conjunction with their doctor. I strongly tell patients that I treat the patient that has the condition, not the condition that has the patient. I firmly believe that labels are for soup cans. When people come in and say, that I have this, I have that, well, you know, that's claiming emotional ownership of that problem. And again, when people come in with various diagnoses, you know, their diagnosis is up their medical doctor for their medical doctor to treat. For example, if somebody comes in with diabetes, you know what? Your endocrinologist is what treats the diabetes. I'm here to help improve your functional health so we can get you healthy again in conjunction with your doctor. And somebody goes to the cardiologist, I'm not going to tell them to refrain from going to their cardiologist because, you know, they've got cardiac problems, but we're going to design a program to help improve the quality of their life. So that's what's important. And then we find out, you know, if they're a good fit.
We're here live with Dr. John Ziliak from Buffalo, Amherst, New York, on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show. And would you be kind enough, Dr. Ziliak, to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number and your website?
Yes, I will, Dr. Bart. My website is www.drz, that's spelled out DOCTORZ, .guru, and I am located in Amherst, New York, which is a suburb of Buffalo, and the phone number they can reach us at the office is 716-689-3629.
Now, what I think is interesting is, and it's not a secret, that you could have practiced anywhere in the country with your background and your knowledge base and your attention to detail and your reputation as really is what we like to term here, really a doctor's doctor, meaning you're the guy that when doctors get sick, you're the guy that we search out. You're the type of doctor that we search out because of your level of expertise, your background, and more importantly, as I mentioned, your ability to help sick people get better from a holistic perspective. But again, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Why, of all places, did you decide to practice in Buffalo, New York, Amherst, New York?
Well, that's another good question because people always mention, why are you in Buffalo with all the snow? When actually, we really don't get that much snow. I actually hadn't had too much this winter. But I wanted to give something back to the community. And that was my whole purpose for coming back to Buffalo, New York. My wife is from Buffalo, and I really thought I owed it to come back to my community and to be able to help the people of Western New York, because Western New York people surely need help with in terms of their health conditions. And it's a hardworking blue collar town We've been subjected to a lot of industrial pollution here. We had the Love Canal in Niagara Falls and things like that. This is a very high area for incidence of multiple sclerosis and hypothyroidism. So it's really kind of a rich bed of people who are suffering from a lot of different conditions. It's really not the healthiest area in terms of other areas of the country.
So it was need-based, and I think more importantly, and I think our listening audience knows this as we do, that this was really some decisions are mental or brain decisions. Other decisions are heart decisions, and I think your decision to practice there obviously speaks about when you say there was such a need there for your care, and especially not just your care, but the high standard of care that you deliver. And in that regard, I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the treatment, or more importantly, there's a lot of patients that you've had incredible success with treating thyroid conditions. And when I say thyroid, what we're also talking about is really weight issues, weight gain. And the two obviously are directly related. Can you elaborate a little bit on your approach specifically to treating thyroid and weight gain conditions?
Well, yes, I can, Dr. Bard. With thyroid, and mostly it's hypothyroidism, and that occurs when the thyroid gland has been weakened by poor nutrition, thyroid toxicity, bad lifestyle, stress, and also too much medical help possibly. Because if, you know, a victim of hypothyroidism is a body that can no longer adequately produce vital hormones, and the establishment considers it to be yet another autoimmune disease, unilaterally rejecting all legitimate causative factors. So the immune system only attacks things which it detects as being toxic. And, you know, one of the things, especially with dietary and overweight, the thyroid gland is suppressed by our constant intake of soy. And that's an ingredient in the great majority of processed food, and even the most of the so-called healthy alternatives. Additionally, fluoride is extremely damaging to the thyroid. And until the 1970s, back then, doctors prescribed fluoride to patients with hyperthyroidism. SSRI and antidepressant drugs feature fluoride as a main ingredient. So these psychiatric drugs are meant to contribute to thyroid disorders. So, you know, bromine is another one. They took bromine out of bread, or I'm sorry, they took iodine out of bread and put bromine in there. And so what they do is these types of chemicals, chlorine, another one, chlorine, which is found in our water, they block the thyroid gland, and because they're called endocrine disruptors. And once you block the thyroid gland, the iodine can't get into the receptors. And so this area is very iodine deficient. And, for example, the breast and the ovaries really need iodine. And with regards to weight, I mean, since your thyroid regulates your metabolism, if your thyroid is not getting the proper nutrients, your metabolism is going to be skewed. So it's very important that nutritionally we address thyroid conditions with proper supplementation. I mean, symptoms of hypothyroidism are mood swings, cold sensitivity, weight gain, depression, constipation, fatigue, brittle hair, cold hands, cold feet, things like this. And so, you know, the medical establishment prescribes synthetic hormone pills to hypothyroid patients, and the patients have to continue taking them for the rest of their lives. And this is because these artificial hormones cause the body to stop producing its own thyroid hormones permanently, similar to what is experienced with diabetics taking synthetic insulin. So, anyways, be forewarned that with orthodox therapies, there is no cure, and there may be no turning back. So one of the treatment recommendations I adhere to with patients is to eliminate, discard, first of all nonstick cookware, eliminate soy because soy suppresses thyroid functions and balances hormones, adhere to an alkaline diet, and this is extremely helpful when dealing with any chronic disease, and balance the estrogen levels for women because excess estrogen slows down the thyroid gland. a lot of fiber, exercise, and there are other nutrients aside from iodine, L-arginine, L-tyrosine, avoiding sources of fluoride, and eat a natural diet because that helps the body heal itself. It removes the burdens on the immune system. And this means that all processed food, artificial flavors, colors, preservatives, white flour, white sugar, table salt, hydrogenated oils, aluminum, high fructose corn syrup, ad nauseum should be eliminated from the diet. You know, not everybody can afford organic food, but it is really the ideal. And don't trust marketing that reads all natural, because this phrase is intentionally unregulated so that anyone may use it for anything. And read the labels carefully. So it's very important. So, you know, you really have to look at everything that's involved with patients when they come in. And we just don't want to, if they come in with thyroid problems and they've got weight problems, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, one is causing the other. So we really need to look at the patient as a whole and not just address their symptoms.
This is a true, if you look in the definition of the word holistic, the word by definition means really whole body. And I think that's really kind of been your mission statement for all these years, because you are not obviously just the highest standard of doctor, but you're also, and I think our listening audience it really has learned that, or is learning this on the show, is that you're also a detective, and you have to be a detective to really get to, as you say so eloquently, really getting down to the root cause of these types of ailments, these types of conditions. And then, again, if you look in the dictionary, as you know all too well, if you look under the definition of doctor, one of the definitions of doctor is teacher. And you are, gosh, if I would have had a teacher as good as you in school, I think my GPA would have went up. That's for sure. I want to share something with our audience, which I was so taken back by in such a positive way. I was so pleasantly surprised that about some of the things you do outside the office, and you're really quite the guy, because not only are you, you know, what we said on the show, you're the doctor's doctor, but you're also a man's man with regards to the fact that you're also a hockey player,
yes,
a goalie.
Right.
By position, yet at the same time, one of your hobbies is, little did we know that we would have Bobby Fischer on the show here, or more importantly, someone who had such a penchant for competitive chess. And I think that's incredible. Why those two, which seem so opposite, but why those two passions?
It's interesting. I know I played hockey throughout high school and college as a goalie, and I still play. I'm not a golfer. And so playing hockey for me is the exercise, is the physical component. Chess for me from high school and still now I play in competitive chess tournaments, that's the mental aspect. So for me, you know, I'm combining both the physical and the mental. And I realize sports is also mental too. But for me, I always like something that's mind-challenging. And so chess for me provides an outlet. It's a thinking man's game, and I really enjoy it. And I also figure at the time when I can no longer lay some skates on, at least I can start playing more chess and possibly pick up some golf later on. But right now, those are my two hobbies, and it's great that I can enjoy both of them at this stage of my life.
How are the Sabres doing this year?
Not good. They're at the bottom of the barrel. They're
well, maybe they need you.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, G doesn't stand in my in as long as I've been around. G doesn't stand for goalie anymore. It stands for grandpa. So I'm not there. I'm not there yet, though. But still,
we have a little bit of time left on our show, and we're joined here by Dr. John Ziliox from Western New York, Buffalo, Amherst, New York, And as I mentioned, we have a little bit of time left, but I wanted to touch upon, when we said before, your whole body approach. You've had some fantastic results with a whole series of conditions related to knee disorders and knee pain and knee conditions. And I wanted to touch upon, before we go here today, a little bit about your approach and why you've been so incredibly successful. These are patients that are surgical candidates and, gosh,
right.
You know, unfortunately have had to deal with a whole host of problems relative to knee problems, and they seek you out, and they do fantastic. Why?
Well, you know, knee, as you know, Dr. Bard, knee pain can be caused by a sudden injury, overuse injury, or underlying conditions such as arthritis, which pretty much affects mostly everybody that comes in the office with regards to their knee problems. Treatment's going to be vary on a cause, and, you know, the symptoms of a knee injury can include pain, swelling, and stiffness, as well as when, you know, when they have arthritis. Their weight can also be a contributing factor. There's different steps I use to treat a knee injury, or I shouldn't even say knee injury, a knee condition. I mean, I can treat a knee injury when they come in, but generally speaking, we use different types of protocols for that, one of them being cold laser. And cold laser is a very effective treatment in treating over 300 different types of painful conditions, not just knee pain, shoulder pain, heel pain, carpal tunnel, back pain, neck pain, just a host of other conditions. The other thing we use in our office is a new type of therapy that's not available anywhere else here in Western New York, and it's computerized knee traction. So what that does is that it helps increase the joint space. And, of course, we also incorporate nutrition into our protocol, as well as soft tissue techniques I do on the knee to help increase range of motion.
You know, you're such a high-tech type of doctor. You run such a high-tech office. And at the same time, not only do you rely on the technology, but more importantly, your experience, which I think speaks to your knowledge base and the fact that, you know, that you are atypical in the most positive way. And I wanted to share with our audience before we go here today your contact information one more time as far as your phone number and your website.
Yes, Dr. Byron, my website is www.drdocqrz.guru, G-U-R-U. And I'm located in Amherst, New York, which is a suburb of Buffalo. My phone number is area code 716-689-3629. Should they call the office, they'll speak with Sarah, and Sarah can take the necessary information down if they'd like to come in for a consultation to discuss their health challenges.
This has been a really special treat tonight. I knew I would learn something. I did tenfold here on our show, and gosh, you know, where does the time go? The time really, really went fast here. And there's so much, gosh, I wanted to discuss with you. We would love to have you back on another episode, another segment of the Physician Spotlight radio show in the future. Would you be able to join us again?
Yes, absolutely. So what are we talking tomorrow?
Well, I wish it could be scheduled sooner than later, but we'll have our crack staff work on that and more. But I know our audience, our listening audience, nationally and internationally, has gotten a whole host of takeaways on this show, and we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule. We want to thank our listening audience across the globe joining us here on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show. We want to thank our special, special guest of the highest caliber, Dr. John Ziliox, from Buffalo, New York, and we want to invite our listening audience back for the next episode of the Physician Spotlight radio show. On behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we want to thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode live on the Physician Spotlight radio show. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.